And a good morning to you, Tank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
She is the good news. And a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Where are you, Kenna?
Not necessarily the news.
Let it loose, girl.
There it is. Where our accuracy and dependability matter.
Let's start
is right
that out.
What we're doing?
Hey, what happened?
To somebody. I'm not sure. Hello, Hanksters, on our Facebook Live as we stream for the world to see what all can hear. And no doubt many of you have already seen the video that Savannah Guthrie and her family put out. She was there with her sister and her brother there. More on that as we go, as they personally put out a video now days removed from the disappearance of their 84-year-old mother, Nancy Guthrie, who was, by all accounts, it seems, taken unwillingly from her home there in Tucson.
Our mom is our heart and our home. She is 84 years old. Her health, her heart is fragile. She lives in constant pain. She is without any medicine. She needs it to survive. We too have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are doing everything that we can.
And there are a lot of twists in this, and I've seen every comments section that I saw yesterday. There seems to be some sort of speculation and a lot of amateur sleuthing going on, and even from the media. In fact, formerly, long time ago, Fox 4, Ashley Banfield, who's on one of the News Nations or something now, I'm not sure what she does, but she's the one that spoke up and said her sources say that the brother-in-law of the sister has something to do with this. And that's the only person that has reported that. And that's when it's pretty much, and that may be why they came out with this video yesterday on that, to show some family solidarity. I don't know. And it doesn't seem like they're any closer to knowing either. But hopefully there will be a little more to this story as it goes, and hopefully a happy ending. But so far, they've also, about that ransom note that we talked about yesterday, that TMZ first reported, that has not been substantiated in any way, shape, or form that that is a real deal and has anything to do with the people that may or may not have taken Savannah Guthrie's mother. So this continues to go on. And even the president, President Trump, evidently personally called Savannah Guthrie and her family and said they're devoting federal resources to this particular case. So this is an ongoing investigation, unfortunately. And we'll keep an eye on it as well. Tough story.
Forget about Dallas, San Antonio, or Austin being the playground to the stars in the great state of Texas. Mm-mm. That honor now going to beautiful Weatherford. Bella Hadid found out when she was pulled over before her boyfriend, Adon Banuelos, was arrested by Weatherford PD last weekend. Now, apparently, she was in the parking lot of a local bar. He went out, saw the sirens, to see if everything was okay. Told police that I really, really care about her. Officers noticed he was slurring. People tend to do outside of a bar. And apparently then was arrested for public intoxication, which may be very serious in Parker County because the mugshot has Adon outfitted in the jail stripes.
Oh, wow.
So I know. So they,
it's like Keystone
they
Coppers.
Suited up.
Huh. All right.
I mean, you'd think he'd be O.R.'d at that point or something. But
we got him. Did he have the little square hat on top, too? Just, is he going to be a part of a chain gang?
No, I think
let's go old school out there, Parker County.
He may have a side hustle.
All right.
Pretty odd.
Well, speaking of prisons, which is a weird segue, but you may have seen at the Grammys, and we reported it here, so you know it then. Jelly Roll had a big night at the Grammys, and he's evidently going to take one of his Grammys. This is according to his wife, Bunny XO, who shared the news that he's going to give one of his Grammys, he won three of them, to the Davidson County Juvenile Detention Center in Nashville, where he spent quite a bit of time growing up. So he's going to give them one of his Grammys. He said, hopefully it will inspire and say that this is not the end if you're incarcerated, just like Bella Hadid's bro. Guy,
you've got
get
a,
out.
You got a big future.
You can end up with a supermodel for crying out loud. So, or you could turn it into a shiv.
Jelly
I don't know.
Roll.
I'm not sure, but either which way, go get him, Jelly.
So the real flex in life is making lemonade out of lemons. Proof positive is one Kristen Cabot. Does that name sound familiar? She was the woman who went viral after making out with that CEO of a major company at the Coldplay concert. And the internet went berserk. Both of them wound up leaving the company. It was a very big thing. Well, now you can get all of her insight at a conference in Washington, D.C. It's for public relations. She will discuss taking control of the narrative. Ooh. And I hope it's good, because tickets are $875 a piece.
Oh.
By the way, she blames her actions on alcohol.
Oh. Well, you know.
Weatherford PD was not there, however.
There seems to be a common thread this morning on this. Well,
Mommy needs the highball.
They finally got it in. That would be the Clash, the exhibition race to kick off the 2026 NASCAR season. Got there at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina yesterday. That was delayed because Southeast still getting just absolutely hammered with a winter storm, and they got another one coming, but they got it in, and Ryan Preece is your winner of The Clash. And if you were watching it on Fox, they shifted it over to Fox Sports towards the very last couple of laps. They couldn't even keep it on because, heaven forbid, we didn't get to see The Masked Singer.
Oh,
last night.
I thought it was going to be Matlock.
Yeah. And then another sports news, of course, with the Super Bowl coming up. There is also the Puppy Bowl.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yes. And as these little bouncing puppies all over the place are just the cutest little things ever, there will be a halftime showdown at the Puppy Bowl for older dogs, senior dogs. As a reminder, they said that they also need adoption and love, so you'll have, at the halftime of the Puppy Bowl, Team Oldies versus Team Goldies. There you go. It is Puppy Bowl 22 at this point. And now it gives you even yet another alternative for all of your Super Bowl halftime needs. So if you don't want Bad Bunny, you now can go to the Puppy Bowl. Or, of course, Kid Rock.
Da what the ba.
Dang a dang. Diggy, diggy.
Ba-dang-a-dang.
Thank you.
Diggy, diggy.
So many options for your halftime watching needs.
And all that sports is fun, but let's talk about what the Super Bowl is really about. All of those snacks, our favorite foods, pizza, wings, and chip and dip. Coming in at number 3.
Hey.
No word on bean dip.
Oh.
I think it's greatly underrated. I can't believe you're the only one in your family that likes it besides your dad.
Well,
never.
Yeah.
DoorDash, however, says the top item, mozzarella sticks to be delivered.
What?
Which I know. I mean,
all right.
It's not exactly popular, but I do believe it's an unsung hero.
I mean, I love them.
Of the buffet.
Sure.
Overlooked. Meanwhile, there's going to be lots of beer. 49.2 million cases will be sold. I did a little math.
Mm-hmm.
It's about one case for every 6.5 people in the United States.
Well, just keep that away from Bella Hadid and her buddy.
Call the Weatherford PD. And fans are very serious about their team. 52% of us would give up our vacation days to see our team win the Super Bowl. 3% would give up their 401k.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that anytime in the near future.
How about them Cowboys?
That's right. Keep that PTO intact.
Happy birthday, Roger Staubach.
Well, we will mark the 2-year, I guess, anniversary of losing Toby Keith coming up in the Real Country Flashback at 7:30. But the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum's Hall of Great Western Performers and Hall of Great Westerners, that is the title of it. It's in Oklahoma City. They just announced their next Hall of Fame class. A ceremony will go down in April, and it will include the great Toby Keith, along with Kenny Rogers and venerable actor Ed Harris.
Oh.
We haven't seen in a while right there. So that ceremony will happen in April in Oklahoma City. And then Disney has now named its newest CEO after longtime Bob Iger is stepping down. Disney has named Parks executive Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO. And this surprised a lot of people, as there were a lot of people in line ahead of him to become the next CEO to replace Bob Iger. But, you know, if you have that fast pass, you can
Real
right to
country,
the top.
Hank FM.